You can open your Bibles to Luke chapter 11. We're going to continue our study there today. Luke chapter 11, verse 33 through 36. If you want to follow along, in Luke 11, 33 through 36. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come in may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is bad, your body also is full of darkness. Therefore, take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. If then your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the privilege we have of worshiping and honoring you, and in your grace, honoring those who served this nation, the veterans. We bless them and bless their families. We pray that they will feel especially blessed and appreciated and honored today. And we thank you for that. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you will lift up Jesus above all among us, and that we will be drawn to him. We'll know that we have been in your presence, Lord, and that you will enrich our lives through your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. The title of my sermon today is just the light. It's pretty no-brainer considering the passage we just read. The light. Jesus makes this statement. No one. Absolutely no one. I mean, it's absurd to even think of lighting a lamp and covering it. No one puts, when he's lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand for one purpose, to enlighten, that those who come in may see the light. Now, if you take that statement that Jesus has made here and you put it in context, you realize and you recognize that Jesus has just finished tooting his own horn, you might say. But if anybody can, it's Jesus. He's just got done saying that a greater than Solomon is here. You remember, he talked about the Queen of the South, the Queen of Sheba, travels all that great distance. We talked about that, not last Sunday, but the Sunday before, because she had heard of the wisdom of Solomon. And so she traveled that great distance with a great entourage and with great treasures to give as gifts to Solomon, seeking to hear his wisdom, seeking to know about God. Solomon had that kind of reputation, had that kind of impact all across that part of the world. And yet Jesus, referring to himself, says a greater than Solomon is here. And he has told the story in that passage also about Jonah and about his call to go and preach to the city of Nineveh. A really bad place, an evil city. And he goes, you know the story, we talked about it, and the great fish that swallows him because he's running from God and running from the call and running from telling the gospel, telling the grace of God to the Ninevites. And he goes, finally, after getting spit out by the fish, and He does what God called him to do, and he goes and preaches in Nineveh, and the whole nation, the whole of that city, repents. From the king on down. And then he says, a greater than Jonah is here. I believe that's what Jesus is referring to when he's talking about lighting a lamp. He said, that's why I came. In fact, he calls himself the light of the world. In another place, he said, I've come that those who come in, those who hear, those who have the opportunity may see the light. I believe he's referring to himself. He's not just tooting his horn to hear himself or to pat himself in the back. He is declaring light in darkness. He's saying, here's the answer. Here's life. Here's what you're looking for. And it's not a thing. It's not an experience. It's a person. It's Jesus Christ. Greater than Solomon. Greater than Jonah. And then he kind of shifts gears. The lamp of the body, he says, is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body's full of light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body's full of darkness. I believe what he's referring to and what he's saying, you know, your eye is what lets light in. And I don't think he's just talking about the light that flame or that our bulbs produce. I think he is talking about our focus. What we see, what we believe, what we live our lives by, our value system. What you focus on, what gives definition to your life. He's saying if that is good, your whole body's full of life. Your whole life is illuminated. If that's bad, if you are believing a lie, if your focus, if the light that what you believe, your value system is false, if it's not based on Jesus Christ, it's dark. It's darkness. Darkness isn't a very good place to live. It's not a place to try to function. It's reason for a whole lot of what we see going on in the world. Kind of like a story I read. This person was telling this story about the time before cell phones. There was such time. She said, we had a landline phone on the nightstand on Mike's side of the bed. And said the alarm clock was across the room because he was known to turn the alarm off and never wake up. Said one night around 2 a.m. the phone begins ringing. Mike gets up, goes over to the alarm clock, begins hitting and knocking it around. That didn't work, so suddenly he turns and stumbles down the hallway. He said, I hear him at the front door. A few seconds later, he stumbles back into the bedroom. I asked him, aren't you going to answer the phone? He angrily replied, well, where in the world is the phone? I said, it's right here on the nightstand. He then answered the phone, and he answered the phone, and then slammed the phone back down. I asked, who was it? He said, oh, some kid with a prank call. Then I asked him why he went to the front door. He said, I was going to answer the doorbell, and I got all the way to the door and remembered we don't even have a doorbell. Took a while to get back to sleep that night, she said. Stumbling around in the dark is what people do without Jesus. That's what you did, and that's what I did without Jesus. Does that mean when we accepted Christ, when we said yes to him and followed him in baptism, that our life became a fairy tale? Absolutely not. We still had a free will. We still were involved in the choices, and we still made some mistakes. But from that moment on, we knew where to go. We knew where the light could be found. We knew what we needed. The question is, what holds your gaze? What is the essence of your values? What illuminates and guides your life, your decisions, your desires? What is your eye set on? If it's not Jesus, you're still in the dark. You're still stumbling around. Jesus described that in John chapter 3, verse 19 and 20. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But when you see Jesus, when you realize and recognize and believe that he is who he says he is, and that he loves you, that he is the light, you can find the way. You can come to him. Is the center of your life Jesus Christ? Is he the guiding light, the illuminating principle and influence that your choices are based on? Is he the foundation and the basis of your value system? Jesus Christ is the greater than. You can fill in the rest of the statement, the rest of the sentence. Jesus Christ is greater than. Fill it in. It'll always be a true statement. He is. He is the Son of God. He is the light of the world. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the Word. He is the Creator. He is our Redeemer. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Believe on him. Receive Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And by God's grace, you'll be born again. Born of God. Forgiven, transformed. His Holy Spirit will infuse his life and his light in you. As John says again in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, Jesus, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, John the Baptist. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of that light. And all through him, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, Jesus, which gives light to every man coming into the world. His invitation is to everyone. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of a man, but of God. Jesus is the light, and it's through him that our lives come to have purpose and meaning, that we quit stumbling around, going after the clock and the doorbell and the whatever, in the dark, without purpose and without meaning. When we come to Jesus, when we receive him, the light's turned on. The scripture says we become children of light. The Holy Spirit comes to live in us and brings the life of Christ, the very light of men within us. And you become a bearer of his light, sharing in his life. Matthew 5, 14 through 16 says, you are the light of the world. Now this passage we're looking at in Luke. This is the way Christ spoke it, and Matthew was inspired to write it down. He changes in Matthew from focusing on Christ to focusing on those you and I who follow him, who have said yes to him, who have been baptized in his name and share his life. Matthew 5:14-16 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, his life in you, and glorify your Father in heaven. Remember, Jesus Christ, the greater than, is the light of your life. Let him shine in you this week. If he's not in your life, if he's not the focal point of your eye, if he's not the light that's flooding your mind, your choices, your heart, receive him today. Come out of the darkness and into the light of eternal life. That's what Jesus is tooting his horn, because he is the Lord, the Savior, the one who brought us the gift of eternal life and offers forgiveness and birth, new birth into the family of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for sending Jesus, lighting our darkness. Thank you, Lord, that we're not left to stumble around in the dark and to fall and to perpetuate the fall of man ever since Adam and Eve. But you come and you give us your light so that we can be lifted up, so that we can have life, purpose, meaning, so that we can know that our sins are forgiven and our failures are overcome, and that we have hope, and that we can love you because we are loved by you. Lord, bless this word in our hearts. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.